JM and the AM on a Tuesday morning broadcast. In a moment, we're going to be speaking about the OHEL Gala. The big celebration is coming up on the 20th of November with amazing honorees. David Mandel is going to join us, CEO of OHEL, and Ezra Birnbaum is going to be with us as well as we talk about the big event coming up in New York City. I just wanted to note and wish a Mazel Tov again. We had spent time last week with both David Mandel and Moshe Kindler on the air, a conversation that we got tremendous reaction from. It was the official announcement. First time written or printed or announced or spoken about anywhere that OHEL and Byatt are forming the partnership that we discussed. And today, literally today, both organizations, both efforts are going to be together in New Jersey, actually signing, as we indicated, signing the agreement going forward. And OHEL and Byatt will be together taking care of special needs residences in the state of New Jersey. So a big, big Mazel Tov to both everybody at OHEL, everybody at Byatt here in New Jersey, and to all those who have been hoping that a wonderful a flagship organization would be involved in taking care of residences of that type in the Garden State. And we wish them all a very special Mazel Tov. Go to ohelfamily.org/gala, ohelfamily.org/gala for information about what's happening on November the 20th, the 53rd annual event at Pier 60. New location, Pier 60, Chelsea Piers in New York City. We first say good morning to the Chief Executive Officer at OHEL, David Mandel. David, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here, and you're looking very good this morning.
I appreciate that very much. Good guess on your part, and I thank you for that. Ezra Birnbaum, who in addition to being someone who knows a tremendous amount about what OHEL has been doing over all these decades. He has a vested interest, an added vested interest in the big dinner, the big gala coming up on the 20th November, which of course we'll explain. Ezra Birnbaum, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. Thank you so very much. Nice to be here.
David, we'll start with you because it may have been a surprise to some of the people seeing the invitation, both in ads and in their mail. That the 53rd annual gala is going to be happening at a new location. This must be, to a certain degree, very exciting, thinking about Pier 60 in New York City and what that has to offer in terms of a venue for the big dinner. What can you tell us about the first time around for Pier 60 in OHEL?
It's a beautiful venue. I've seen it a number of times. People that have been there, two of the four glass walls face the river. So you're looking literally out onto the river, the calming water, or depending on what the water will look like that afternoon, and the ships. And of course, you can spend the entire day prior to the gala. You can go with your clubs, take some swings down at Chelsea Piers. You can go bowling, ice skating. You can spend the entire day out in the gala, change into your bucks or a fine suit, and fine. Then just walk over to Pier 60 and have a great evening.
Well, we know about the therapeutic and calming effects of that water. And, of course, I think many people would say that about golf as well. So it would be, in fact, a great way to spend the day. Whether you're in the other areas of Chelsea Piers or not on that Sunday, make sure by 5 p.m. you're at Pier 60 because that's when the buffet dinner starts. The program begins at 6:30. I say this every single year. If you're going to choose one or two dinners during the year to go to, make sure OHEL is one of them. It's an extremely inspiring night, and you have an opportunity to learn about what's going on in our community with so many incredible efforts on behalf of so many wonderful people that are in need in our community. The guests of honor that night are Yael and Ben Englander, the Young Leadership Awardees, Yocheved and Chili Birnbaum, Carlo Drago, 3D Construction is the corporate honoree, and there's a massive, well-deserved appreciation for Avdovit Cohen, who has been an incredible leader, a spiritual leader, and a practical leader, as Mara D'Astra of OHEL for all these years. It's being chaired by Avi Weinstock, with co-chairs, including Donnie and Jason Boker, Aliza and Avi Lauer, who I saw the other night, and they're very excited about this event, and Jennifer and David Ottensasser, and everybody out there is encouraged to go to the web and place a reservation at ohealthfamily.org/gala. Usually we would start with the guests of honor, and we'll turn to David to speak about the Englanders in a minute, but as I said, Ezra Birnbaum has an even extra incentive to be there on the 20th of November. That's because the Young Leadership Awardees are Yocheved and Chili Birnbaum. Ezra, how important and how amazing is this for your family?
I think it's incredible to be able to give something back to the community. Chili and Yocheved have always been people who lead the force in helping out in their communities. Chili trained in the J.K. Kollel for 3 years, and his initial return to America was based on the fact that he was going to do Kiruv and reach an outreach to the Houston community. While he didn't stay as a rabbi over there, he continues to do outreach, continues to have people at his table and to learn with people. They're always looking to give back to their community, as that's just the way we're built, is to give back. You know, we recognize what we have is a gift, and they're very excited to give back to a place like Ohel, which helps all communities everywhere. It's almost never, it's almost like you go somewhere and somebody in need, and you find that there is an Ohel service for that, you know, for that care, that need, that you wouldn't expect necessarily the organization to be able to reach that far. And yet the organization continues to surprise us.
Oh, no question about it. And the fact that so many neighborhoods and communities get to see it up close and personal now, obviously, with the announcement about New Jersey, that's just one aspect of what's going on, how people will be literally watching and observing and getting nachas from the way things are handled by Ohel in those types of situations, and, of course, many, many others. When did the Birnbaums, not necessarily the young leadership generation, but your family in general, start getting involved with Ohel?
Well, we were involved in Ohel very, very, very many years ago. My father had a relationship with Ohel when it first started, you know, back in Borough Park in the 70s, in the early 70s. He had a knowledge of it. We had a tangential understanding of Ohel. But when I met David as a neighbor and I saw the way he attacks the problems of the Jewish community, not as a volunteer or as a netbook, but as a business, how he handles it first forthright professionally. And they go, you know, and they don't make without much fanfare. I remember David and I being at an Ohel golf outing like 10 years later. And you would expect that the CEO would be smoking and then backpack, you know, grabbing everybody and saying hello.
Right.
And yet David's walking around. He seems to know less people than me. It wasn't true, but his quietness and his way of going about things, because really he's not interested. He's interested in having the money to be able to do his projects, but his time is spent really doing the work that has to get done. I remember one time he had this crazy schedule, and we took a man for his birthday. I think he was 100 and something years old.
Oh, wow.
And Dave was so excited to take him to a baseball game out here in Florida, I think. I think it was Marlins Reds or something. It was like, you know, and he flew down from New York, took one man. But that's David. David is doing everything for the club, and therefore that's what Ohel represents.
Oh. You know,
he starts with the CEO. Everybody who does this doesn't do this for a picture, doesn't do this for a feeling for themselves. They're really out there helping people, and it's incredible to watch that people would give their lives to help other people, and that's how I got close to Ohel.
No question about it. Don't have to tell us about David Mendel's disposition. I'm going to move on before I give him an opportunity to refute any of this. So there will be, Ezra, there will definitely be a nice Birnbaum family contingent, a nice representation on November 20th. That you can guarantee, right?
Baruch
Hashem. David, before we move on to the other honorees, anything you'd like to add about the Birnbaums?
Chili and Yocheved live in Houston, Texas, and as Ezra mentioned, Philly doing care of work in Texas, Houston, in Houston. Houston, unfortunately, suffered tremendously with a number of floods that ravaged the city in over 5 years. Over 7 years, they had five major floods. OHEL's trauma team was called in and responded and went to Houston and helped the community. Once folks got back on their feet, had a place to live, were in a good place of safety. It's the work that OHEL did in Houston, in Miami. Ezra and Gitti live in Miami and in New York. And in Miami, of course, you know, we have the Brescia Family Trauma Services.
Right.
We have 10 people now working out of Miami in trauma. And we're very, very excited. Ezra and I are friends over many years. We're neighbors. And we're especially excited to be honoring young people, the next generation.
Yep.
We speak a lot about the founders of OHEL.
Yep.
And give them a tremendous amount of coverage, respect, and honor and credit for what they did over the last 53 years. At the same time, it is equally important to recognize the next generation, the young couple, and they are stars and will continue to rise in the work that they do in the community in Houston, their friends in Toms River, and in Brooklyn and throughout New York.
No question.
So we greatly appreciate what they are doing.
No question about it. Hard to stay at the top. David and I have discussed this a million times over the last few decades. Hard to stay at the top of the game. And when you have young leaders who are moving into positions that were once occupied by legends, it makes it a lot easier going forward. Guests of honor are Yael and Ben Englander. I know Ben for a long time, David, as do you, of course. You know Yael and Ben for quite a while. They have taken their work with OHEL very seriously. Very appropriate that they're guests of honor. What could you tell us about the Englanders?
Ben and Yael are very much involved in OHEL in many different ways. Ben is a board member of the OHEL Board of Directors. Ben is also a board member trustee of Camp Cayley. Ben and Yael's son, Joshua, who's 28 years old, lives in one of our homes in Cedarhurst. And Ben and Yael are very popular, well-known people in Woodmere, Young Israel of Woodmere, in Würzburg. And they are, I spoke to Ben last night, they are very happy, feel very fortunate to be part of OHEL, the OHEL community, and they will make wonderful honorees, guests of honor.
No question about it. Well-deserved guests of honor, Yael and Ben Englander, Young Leadership Awardees, Yocheved and Chili Birnbaum, Corporate Honoree, Carlo Drago, 3D Construction. You always have someone in the corporate world or a company in the corporate world that has been, that has worked well with OHEL, recognized at the dinner, and no exception this year.
Carlo Drago has been doing work at OHEL for OHEL and the OHEL Jaffa Family Campus as well. Several of our homes, and we're finishing a home, for eight women in Cedarhurst that we will open, God willing, sometime around Hanukkah. And one of the things that we point out about Carlo, you know, there are many people who do construction and renovation, and Ezra can comment on it. It is rare that you finish a job on time and on budget. And one of the things we can say about Carlo Drago, working with him over several years, is that Carlo finishes a job, he finishes it on time, and he finishes it on budget, and he does excellent work. And Carlo is extremely honored to be honored by OHEL. It is a word that you don't often hear from honorees. You know, we feel like it's a responsibility. We have to. We're giving back, which is obviously very important for organizations. Carlo has a really strong affinity to being an honoree by OHEL and the community. So we're looking forward to it.
Ezra, what could you add about a corporate entity being so intertwined with a great charity and a great organization like OHEL?
I think it's really great that the corporate community act in a human way. Yeah. And one way to do that is by being honored and being recognized for the humanity part, or recognizing the humanity part of the world rather than just their corporate structure or profit or things like that. I think it's an excellent partnership between OHEL and the corporate sponsor. And I think it's really, really impressive that they understand not only that they have a job to do, but who they're working for. I think it's an incredible comment to OHEL, the people that work at OHEL, that the corporate sponsor recognizes that.
Well said, to say the least. David, Rav David Cohn, maybe this is one of the, I'm sure many would say it's one of the secrets of the success of OHEL. You're led by such an amazing rabbinic leader, spiritual advisor, Mura Da'asra, Posek, etc., Harav David Cohen. I think there's a year-round, many years-long appreciation, but I guess that night you get to give an official appreciation to Rav David Cohen.
When we spoke with Rav David Cohn, Mel Zachter, Jay Kesterman, my son and I, when we met with them about this, his response was, many people, when you speak to them about being an honoree, their response naturally is understandably, let us think about it. Let me talk to my wife or my husband, which is understandable. People need to think about these significant responsibilities. When we spoke to Rav David, recognizing his involvement in OHEL for more than 5 decades, this was really remarkable. He said, OHEL wants to have a Sudas Odar for me.
Wow.
Rav David was not well between Pesach and Shavuos. Rav David had a very, very difficult time for those 7-8 weeks. Just a very difficult illness. And Baruch Hashem, Rav David recuperated. And Rav David's response to us as an Ish Chacham, as a Talmud Chacham would, he turned it on us and said, I have tremendous hakaras hatov to Kaddish Baruch for getting me through a very difficult time. And you want to make me a Sudas Adar and you want to invite 800, 1,000 people, okay. I very much accept participating in the Sudas Adar, giving a Karas HaTov to Hashem for my Refuah Shleima.
Wow.
So this is a Karas HaTov to Rav David Cohen for 50 years.
Wow.
This is a Sudas Adar. This is a recognition for Rav David's leadership in the community, Camp Monk, OHEL, Nefesh, so many individuals in private practice that go to Rav David, and certainly OHEL, who's been guided by Rav David for 53 years.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The OHEL Gala, everybody, the big event is on the 20th of November. We're hoping everybody's going to make reservations today and certainly spread the word. OHELfamily.org/gala. I know some people say gala. I get it. OHELfamily.org/gala. OHELfamily.org/gala. The Master of Ceremonies is Miguel Cervantes. I hope I pronounced that properly. A star of Broadway's Hamilton. And the event name, the theme, because OHEL always has an amazing theme, is Unstoppable. OHEL Unstoppable. David, a comment about the theme for that night. Obviously, an interesting a different direction for a Master of Ceremonies, somebody who has spent a lot of time on Broadway. The theme or the title of the dinner of the gala is Unstoppable. What could you tell us?
Over the last 2 years, Nachum, whose life has not been impacted by COVID in some way? Medical, behavioral, emotional, unstoppable is a word to reflect that OHEL, the community, individuals, The most important word that we describe to people is resilient.
Right.
But Ezra and I have talked about the resilience in people, the resilience in children, the ability to bounce back. We have to be unstoppable, each of us, in our want to continue to thrive, to do well, to do better. As parents, as children of parents, as anyone, so unstoppable is to continue to feel good about the world, to look at the good things in life. Ezra and I spend time together, and we talk about that. You know, you can get stuck, or you can look at the good things that you have, and you can thank God and thank your family, and keep going. These are conversations that Ezra and I have had in snippets over the years about moving forward. And Ezra, I should say, every Friday afternoon, Ezra, wherever he is, in New York, Miami, or Yerushalayim, sends out a message to several dozen people, a three-minute message about the weekly parsha. I think, Ezra, you call it life?
Life is Torah, yeah.
Wow.
Torah is life.
It's Chaim. I thank both David Mandel and Ezra Birnbaum. Those of you out there, be aware of the fact that the November 20th Ohel Gala is at a new location, Pier 60 in New York City. Phone number 718-972-9338. Email address gala@ohelfamily.org. And, of course, the easiest way to do all this, get your reservations in, participate in the digital journal sponsored by Apple Bank, get your reservations, the ads, to donate online, to see the committee names, impressive list of people, and to make your reservation for Pier 60 in New York City for November the 20th is to go to ohelfamily.org/gala, ohelfamily.org/gala. David, anything else you'd like to add?
Somebody got the invitation, and he called me up, and he said, Carlo Drago, corporate honoree. Carlo Drago sounds like one of the characters in James Bond. I'm coming just to see what he looks like.
They can see the photo online, actually. Ezra Birnbaum, anything else you'd like to add, or will we see you on the 20th of November with your amazing family?
We'll see you, Mr. Shem, on the 20th. Thank you, Nachum. Thank you for giving the time to Ohel. Look forward to making it a really successful event. Thanks so much.
Thank you both very, very much. And again, an added mazel tov to David and Ezra and everybody at Ohel, because today's a big day in the state of New Jersey when David Mandel, Moshe Kindler, and many others get together. I cite the two of them because they were with us for that conversation last week for the partnership that Ohel and Bayit are going to be forming today formally. And from that point on, moving forward together. 53rd Annual Gala, Ohel, November 20th, Pier 60, Chelsea Pier, starts at 5 p.m. with the program at 6:30. It is always a very meaningful program. I always say this, if you can go to one or two dinners a year, make sure one of them is Ohel. Mazal tov to all the honorees, and a special mazal tov to Rav David Cohen. And again, for information, 718-972-9338 or ohelfamily.org/gala. More coming up. It's Election Day in Israel on this Tuesday at America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and, of course, on the beloved NSN app.